when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, would you look at that? Another week has gone by. Finds me in the studio with a handful of polka records once again. I suppose I better play them, huh? That's why we call this thing Tim Zumpa Hour, and we invite you to come along, listen to some great old-time music, maybe do a little dancing or whatever, maybe a little sing-along. Maybe you break out your accordion or your tuba or whatever it might be, and join in the musical presentation. I have no idea what you're doing while you're listening to this. I have heard reports of people cranking up the radio in the alley and having a dance party, though. I've heard about that. So let's get things rolling on another Oompa Hour. We're going to start out with the Chicago Lairs, and there's a hyphen in there. It's the Hot Peppers Polka. The Hot Peppers Polka from the Chicago Lairs gets us rolling on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're tuned in for another week here on the show. That song was on the Vibrant Record Company label. Vibrant Records of Passaic, New Jersey. That's a good name for a record company. See, some guy gave that a little bit of thought, you know, instead of calling it like Hank's Records. The Vibrant Record Company. I like the sound of that. Anyway, here we go. Can you believe that we are now into the last full week of July already? Holy moly, man. That explains why there's a snow shovel laying out in the yard at the radio station. We're just getting prepared, right? Oh, man, here's a Johnny Hisney and the Merry Music Makers. I hope I say his name right. I've been pronouncing it wrong for 30 or 40 years, so apparently if it's wrong, nobody cares. It's the You're My Honey Polka. Johnny Hesney and the Merry Music Makers. Bonus points for the alliteration there. You're My Honey Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Made it through my grandson's 8th birthday party. That was a hoot. I want to have birthday parties like he does, because his birthday party lasted a week, man. that's okay, though. But, yeah, he's like, I don't even remember what he got for his birthday now. He actually got some clothes, and he liked it. When you're 8 years old, you don't normally look forward to clothes. He got a remote control helicopter. Grandma bought him that. My wife got that. We're still trying to figure out how it works. Man, it's a lot of high tech for little kids these days, you know? Man, things were a lot simpler. I said, what if you just got some blocks for your birthday? He's like 8 going on 18, you know? I said, what if I just got you some blocks for your birthday? He says, I'd set him up in a great big tower and run him over with a remote control car. So, yeah, he's got the right attitude. All right, I got the Deutschmeisters over here on turntable number 2. And I guess the song is self-explanatory. It's called Everybody. That means you too, Buster. Everybody Schottisch. Schottisch. That is the Deutschmeisters here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Before I go any further, I want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and officially or cordially or whatever, invite you to stop in, pay them a visit when you find yourself in the area. They're telling me now 4,000 accordions on display. Whatever it turns out to be, it's an awful lot. I think the accordions kind of come and go, so we never really know exactly. But there's a bunch of them anyway, along with a whole lot of other related materials, whether you're trying to research a musician or a band or a family label or the history of an instrument or all that kind of stuff. They got a huge research room full of paperwork and file cabinets. And official stuff that doesn't look that fun, but it's fascinating when you get into it. They've got the concert hall. They got the accordion repair and technician thing going on. Check them out. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at on the internet. You can take a look at a whole lot of pictures and find out what they got going on. Read a lot of history, a lot of interesting stuff. If you haven't been there, why the heck not? I've been telling you about it for a long time. Check them out. Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street. World of Accordions Museum. All right. Now, I have, in the world of the younger polka people, the younger musicians that will carry the torch, I'm a fan of Al Meixner. I am indeed. And Al, of course, had a dad. It's Alex Meixner is the young one. He goes by Alex Meixner. The dad was Al Meixner. And I never heard any Al Meixner records, never heard anything by him, just was familiar with Alex Meixner. And just so happens I was going through some records down in the other garage. And there was a Al Meixner Orchestra record in there. Brand new. Still sealed in the cellophane. I just now got out my pocket knife to slit the edge of it open because it's been sealed up so tight for so long I couldn't even get my fingernail in the opening end of the record to get the thing out of there. So brand new. First time touched by human hands, and this record's probably 40 years old if it's a day. And I can't find any date on it. I know you can figure it out and look it up, but I don't have time for that nonsense. So it's Alex's old man. Here's Al Meixner Orchestra. I've never heard anything on this record before. I thought we'd just start with side one, song one. Seems like a good place to start. It's the Jammin' Joe Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Yo, the Al Meixner Orchestra, not the boy, not Alex Meixner, but Al Meixner. And that is the Jammin' Joe Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're here for another week. Finally had some cooler weather here in northern Minnesota. It was hot, like 90 degrees the last couple of shows. It was just, it was toasty out there. And then we got a ton of rain, you know. We had some flooding up northeast of here. And fortunately, none right here. We got a lot of rain, got some water in the basement, but it was not a crisis for us, but it was for a lot of people. And, of course, higher water levels when you start filling up stuff hatches the mosquitoes. Did you know they could lay mosquito larvae that can sit dormant for years inside of stuff? And when the water levels finally get high enough, all those prehistoric mosquitoes come back to life. Well, they're all over the place, man. I was out in the garage yesterday. It was a cool evening. It was like 63 degrees. There was a little breeze. Now that I can make it, the garage mosquitoes aren't going to get me. Yeah, well, they figured it out real fast, and I was swarmed by moose-sized mosquitoes out there. And I was pulling records for the show, and I just happened upon the Mosquito Polka by Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. He's singing in Polish, so I have no idea what he's singing about, because I haven't learned enough, like hardly any, to pick up any of this. And I haven't found an app where you can play a guy singing in Polish into it and get English music out. So that they haven't invented that yet. But anyway, here's Lil Wally and Harmony Boys. This is the Mosquito Polka.
Mm-hmm. Co tak mocno stuknęło, co tak mocno puknęło. Oto kolmar z dębu spadł, złamał sobie krzyżyk na. Wnet przybiegło wilków sześć, komarowe ciało zjeść. Komarowa nie dała, wszystkich wilków wygnała. Dowiedziała się mucha, że już komar bez ducha. I pytała komara, czy mu trzeba doktora. Oj, nie trzeba doktora, tylko księdza psiełora. Oj, nie trzeba apteki, tylko rybła młotyki. Nie płacz po mnie, siostrzyczko, dostaniesz po mnie wszystko. I dobytek, i stroje, wszystko to będzie twoje. Pyta mucha komara, gdzie cię będę chowała. Chowajcie mnie w dębinie, przy muzyce, przy winie. I był pogrzeb wspaniały, wszystkie muchy płakały i śpiewały rekwiem. Już nasz komar nie żyje.
Well, that one just kind of ends, doesn't it? Little Wally and Harmony Boys, that's the Mosquito Polka. And I assume he's singing, gosh, I hate mosquitoes. I hope that they were all dead or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, there you have it right here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show where this whole mess happens every darn week. So glad you're along for another show. Another record I rescued out of the garage last week. Got a nice Vern Meisner album. I may have already have a copy of this somewhere in one of these shelves, but if I do, it's not nearly as nice as this one. This one's brand new and shiny. Here's Vern Meisner. This is the Grand Avenue Polka. Is he singing about Grand Avenue in St. Paul? I have no idea. There's not actually any singing anyway. they have it there. Vern on duty. Vern Meisner there in a record just brought in from the garage, too. That's the Grand Avenue Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And somehow during that record, I've become completely disorganized. You know why? Because I'm pulling out records faster than I'm planning to know what to do with them. I am totally out of any inch of space to set anything down. Hang on here. I'm trying to figure out where I put the thing that this record goes in. Jeez, I tell you what, some days I think the lack of organization sometimes makes it a better show, don't you? When there's a certain edge to whether or not I'm going to figure out what I'm doing. Because I got to get this one going over here. I got a 78 already picked out for our official 78 of the week. It's a wild time here on the Yumpa Hour this week. This is Ray Henry and the orchestra. Speaking of a wild time, this is called a polka party. There, it's a polka party, darn it. That's what it says on the record. Ray Henry and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, just a little ways away from where I'm doing this very show is where this very next record was recorded, actually. And if you're from the area, maybe you've seen some of these. If you're listening down in Florida or over in San Francisco or down in Austin today, you probably don't see these records. Bob Delitzsch and the Continentals, though, they made a record back in 1977. It was recorded on the stage at Dale's Bar in Coleraine, which is like a mile away from me, and Bob lived right in Beauvais here, I hardly ever play a track off this album because the record always kind of gets set aside because to me it's local turf. But I'm reading this here, and in the Continentals is a fellow named Boyd, and he sings and he plays guitar in the band. His name is Boyd Card. And I'm 99.9% sure that about 20 years ago or so, Boyd filled in on lead guitar in the band I used to play in. I was in like an oldies band. We played like 50s songs, and we played a car show up here, and our regular guitar player couldn't make the gig, and Boyd filled in for him. And I'm pretty sure It's the same guy. I mean, in an area this small, how many guys can there be named Boyd who play lead guitar and sing? So I don't know, but I'm Boyd, if it's you, I keep forgetting it's probably that it's you on this album. I don't know. People who know Boyd are probably listening. But anyway, Bob Delitz and the Continentals. This is a little polka for you on the north side of Virginia, which for those of you not from around here, Virginia is a town about an hour northeast up here, up the highway from where we're doing the show right now. Anyway, here's Bob and the Continentals on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go, Bob Delitz and the Continentals there, recorded just like a mile from where we're doing the show right now at Dale's Bar in Coleraine. You can't go there. The bar's not there anymore, but because this was recorded like 40 years ago. It says 1977 right on the record. So there you have it here on the Oompa Hour. Glad you're with for another week. If you have request, dedication, comment, question, or just generally confused and you need to get in touch with Oompa Hour headquarters, you can do it a bunch of ways. If you have a phone, any kind of phone, you can dial 218-259-2985. You can leave a voice message. Or if you have a smartphone, you can text to that same number, area code 218-259-2985. And you can also email oompahour@aol.com or come around the old Facebook there, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and I'll eventually see your message. I'm not the world's best at the Facebook thing, but I do look at it at least once or twice a week. And I do also post the playlist of songs we're going to play for the upcoming weeks. You can find out what's coming up on the show a few days ahead of time. So like us on Facebook, as the kids say. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour should get you there. All right, I got to work on getting things switched over for our official 78 of the week. I got Johnny Pecan on a Capitol 78, which means it's likely probably out there on a Capitol 45 too, but maybe not. I don't know, but I'm going to get that ready to go while you listen to the Jolly Swiss Boys do the repeat polka.
Thank you.
Yo, the Jolly Swiss Boys, the repeat polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Now, every week, you know, we play a 78. We also play a waltz, and I better find one. I will. I'll find one here in a minute, but I got our 78 ready to go. Everything sounds great on a 78, especially if you got a nice, neat, clean, well taken care of 78 with a proper stylus. You need a bigger stylus for 78s. That's why they sound crappy on your stereo if you don't have a 78 stylus. And you got to have the right equalizer, because otherwise you're EQ'd to newer records and they sound crummy. Just some valuable tips. Anyway, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. So you think you're smart. Here we go. Got to wind this one up to 78 here on the Oompa Hour.
Smart, because you kiss and run, my sweet honey bun, you're having so much fun. You think you're smart, you're always on the make, you don't care whose heart you break. You're riding high, someday you're gonna fall, 'cause love gets us all, the big and the small. And if someday someone should break your heart, you won't think that you're so smart. Kiss and run, my sweet honey bun, you're having so much fun. You think you're smart, you're always on the make, you don't care whose heart you break. So you're riding high, someday you're gonna fall, 'cause love gets us all, the big and the small. And if someday someone should break your heart, you won't think that you're so smart.
man, that one had Skip in it at the end, and it was going so well, too. Johnny Pecan there with the orchestra. So you think you're so smart here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Look at that right there. I can feel it. There's a booger in that record. We'll have to clean that up, see if it plays better next time around. Of course, it might be 6 years before we get to that one again. I'm going to put it over here on the Dunstack. Now, speaking of records that don't get on very often, this one has been around for a long, long, long time, and I'm not even sure how to pronounce this, and I never heard of this guy in any other record that I own. It's Charles Magnante's Polka Party, I think. M-A-G-N-A-N-T-E, apostrophe S. Charles Magnante's Polka Party is how I've decided to pronounce it. Anyway, it's in one of those extended play 45s, got two songs on each side, and I'm going to play the Too Fat Polka, which I know is politically incorrect, but I believe, if memory serves, there's no singing in this version. It's an instrumental version of the Too Fat Polka, so you can make up your own lyrics. You could make it the Too Skinny Polka, or the Too Stupid Polka, or you could just change it to completely politically correct happy lyrics, or whatever you want to do. One way or the other, you could totally dance to it. So here's Charles Magnante's, or Magnante, yeah, that seems right. Anyway, it's the Too Fat Polka. Right, see, there you go. It's not a politically incorrect song when it's just music, right? Yeah, you're probably singing the regular lyrics to yourself. Anyway, don't have any idea who this guy is. Charles Magnante's Polka Party. All right, there you have it. The Too Fat Polka without any singing here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Let's get a waltz in here. Again, I find myself sitting here with a big stack of records all ready to go on the show, and I'm like, how is it possible that I've gone through about 30 records and none of these has a waltz? About half the time, a polka record's got a good waltz on the flip side. That was not happening. Finally, I just dug down in the middle of the stack and pulled out a record, and finally, the Six Fat Dutchman came through with Luigi's Waltz for me. I don't think this one's ever been on the show, because I always play the Hanover Waltz, which is on the other side. So I'm mixing it up a little bit. It's Luigi's Waltz, and I want to be sure all the dancers are ready, because most waltzes run a little longer. You know, instead of being a 2 or 2.5 minute record, they run 3, 3.5, sometimes 4 minutes. So there's more dancing time. And if you're not ready right away when the record starts, you got enough record to get up off the couch and move the coffee table out of the way and start dancing if you want to. We don't have that kind of time with this one. Song's barely over 2 minutes, so you got to be ready. So that was my extended introduction so that all the dancers could prepare yourselves for our official waltz of the week. Here are the Six Fat Dutchmen and Luigi's Waltz. See there, I told you it wasn't very long waltz there. Luigi's Waltz, that's the Six Fat Dutchman. Here on Tim Zumpa Hours, your old-time oldies show, that record sounded especially good simply because I don't think I've ever played that side. I don't know why. I always play the Hanover Waltz on the other side. I guess you can play whichever side you want. That's the deal when you buy records. You know, kids download music today. They download those MP3s. But you know what? You pay a buck for one of those or whatever, you don't even get to touch it for one thing. And you never get a flip side either. Never does it say, here's the latest hit from somebody, download the MP3, and if you play it with your computer facing the other way, you get a different song. No, you don't. Anyway, we're going to get a couple more songs in here, maybe three more if I stop blabbing. But first, we're going to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, by my calculations, I can fit three more songs into the show. That's what I'm coming up with, so let's see what we can do here. This is the Alpine Club Polka. It's Walter Ostenick and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go, the Alpine Club Polka. That is Walter Ostenek here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I mentioned earlier when we were talking about Bob Delitzsch and the Continentals that I used to play in a band. I play a lot of bands over the years. No polka bands, but oldies bands. Sometimes a little country music thrown in there back in the day. And one thing I hated most about it was hauling all the equipment around, you know? And I thought, wouldn't it be nice to put together a little jazz band, a little Dixieland outfit, where everybody just brought your horn and you played. You know what I mean? To make things simple. We used to do that at some high school games. Back when I was in high school, the pep band would play at like a basketball game, but we always took the third quarter off. And I guess, you know, you could go watch the game and you go to the concession stand or whatever, and they had to be back for a rousing fourth quarter. But it was that third quarter off, and I thought that was kind of dumb, so we put together a little three-piece Dixieland outfit. I played the drums. We had a guy with a traveling snare drum and a trombone player. We just walk around the gym and play Dixieland tunes now and then. I like that. It was simple. You just grab your horn and play, see? And this record's kind of that way. I have the Hot Guitar Polka by George Barnes. And the record's a little fuzzy around the edges. It doesn't come around that often, but I thought we'd give it a spin anyway. And it's guitar and bass. Two guys with their two instruments doing the Hot Guitar Polka. That is the way to simplify the gig. Let me tell you, right? Here we go. That's the Hot Guitar Polka. It's just bass and a guitar player. How much simpler could things possibly get? All right, let's wrap it up this week with a quick one from Myron Florin, cleverly titled The Accordion Polka. don't know, man. Sometimes it just amazes me how fast some of these songs go by. Myron Florin, you remember him from the Lawrence Welk Show, of course. And that is the Accordion Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And the old clock on the wall says, look at that. We burned off another hour playing polkas on the radio. But I wouldn't get too upset about it because I'll be back next week with a whole nother stack of records. So no chance any of us are going to get bored.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.